Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Married at First Sight is back again on Sunday night at 7 o'clock on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And you want to be watching, plenty of reasons why, but one is to, I guess, get the official word on the verdict of Lucinda and Timothy. And one half of that couple joins us now is Timothy. Hello.
How you doing, mate?
We're doing well. Doing well. Have you been, prior to the episode coming out, were you practicing writing leave in a really nice way or stay in a not so nice way? I don't know.
I had to make sure it was spelt right.
They're like leaf.
I think I remember poking Paddy going, "Is this spelt right?" He was the cameraman.
Yeah. Oh, but in all seriousness, Timothy, you guys were the ones that we were all hoping and praying for. Lucinda, we spoke to her yesterday. Of course, she was very lovely and gracious about you, as she always is. But she kind of hinted at a reconciliation.
Well, you never know, do you?
No, but you could tell us.
That was such a juicy pause.
I'm sure I could tell you. Look, there's something there, but, you know, we'll leave it for another week or so.
Okay. Got to keep it watching, I guess.
Have you got a producer behind you as well at the moment? Not like Lucinda had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I got a producer with a gun to the back of my head right now.
It feels like that. It really does.
Say it. You know?
7 o'clock, Channel 9. DJ not watching.
Now, Timothy, I don't know if you've seen this pedestrian TV article that's come out and basically said that they think you've got a burner account on TikTok and you've left a comment. Now, can you confirm if it was or was not you that actually made a comment on a TikTok video saying that I hadn't been home in 2 months, I was so pissed off with the 20-year-old looking at my place, and then went on to basically say you were done and you wanted your life back and you wanted a guy out of your place. Now, this was kind of in response to you getting a bit of backlash at the state of how disgusting your house was. Was that you that left the comment?
Look, okay. So I had somebody staying at my place, as a lot of people did when you're away for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And as Lou had somebody staying at her place and everyone else didn't show their places. But, you know, I had two dogs. And when I walked in, it's not how I lived, you know.
Yep.
So a part of it was I walked in. Yes, I was pissed off. And unfortunately, I started cleaning. Lou was downstairs. So we're going to put this all in context. Lou was downstairs. So the first – and look – the show's 100% accurate. I'm not going to criticize it in any way, but the original shots were before I cleaned up. Unfortunately, Lou had to sit down on the street for a couple of hours while me and Kate, the lovely Kate, my producers, got to work.
Yeah.
And yes, I had to clean the place up because it's not how I live.
So it was you that left the comment?
I've said that to a few of my friends. I've said it to a few people. So,
look,
you know, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but
100%.
I am copping a fair bit of heat that I live like that. And I didn't watch that episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I try and avoid the episodes that I'm on. Unlike some that would mostly have it as their screensaver, I actually don't like seeing myself on TV.
Yeah.
Some people are just in love with themselves.
Who were you talking about, Timothy?
Who do you think? The three morons.
Jack.
No. Anyone with a hair bun, first name starts with a J, or first name starts
with
an R.
He's going rogue. Well, actually, no, you have called him out the whole series.
Save it for your burner account, mate.
Okay. Let's talk about that, okay? Because someone actually is floating a theory that there's actually, like, I don't know, almost sexual tension between you and Tori, and that's why you're arguing so much and she secretly has a crush on you. What do you think about that theory?
Oh, you have got to be kidding. God made a personal rule. You have got to be kidding.
I really thought the tension was between him and Jack.
Yeah, maybe you and Jack.
Yeah. Right. You know, Jack may putt from the rough. Who knows? You know? He's into some weird shit.
But in all seriousness, when it comes to those two, it seems to be no one can get on board their relationship. Do you genuinely think that they are just playing it up for the cameras and they are faking their relationship? Because that seems to be the theme from every contestant there.
I was completely wrong. I am saying this for the first time on radio.
Okay.
I was wrong. Throw me under the bus, completely wrong. They are 100% built for each other. Good luck, goodbye, and good riddance.
Why do I not believe you, Timothy?
No, he's right. They're built. But
I'm 100%.
Built, okay.
They're built for each other. Now looking at behind the scenes, now looking at what it was, now looking at all the information that was given to her and even stuff that was left on the cutting room floor last night, you are totally suited for him. He is the epitome of a shit person.
What was left on the cutting room floor that we didn't see?
Oh, look, I have breezed over some articles that we've all seen online, and look, you know.
Oh, I know what you're referring to.
What's he referring to?
Always
some issues with his ex-partner. Is that what you're referring to, Timothy?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just, because Married at First Sight have called me for the last couple of years, and I've actually backed out the last couple of years because I've actually met somebody and sort of started dating. And I just figured, hey, it's mostly not a good idea to go on a dating show, you know, if you've met somebody and you kind of like them. So how about back out? But it seems to be the go that if you're dating somebody, that's just the time to go on a Married at First Sight show, you know, and tell them you're going overseas. Like, what personal trainer's going overseas for business? What, Biden needs to be bloody, needs a personal trainer? He's got to head to the White House?
Get over yourself.
So, like, from what I take away from this, like, loving all this chat, by the way, Timothy, and we have enjoyed having you on.
You're very refreshing and honest.
Jeez, it's great. But this is going to be the last time we probably chat to you if it ends up being a leave-leave situation on Sunday. So, mate, jeez, I want to say a goodbye. It's been really, really fun.
Unless you and Lucinda can work it out, because I guess we're all in agreement that she is the total package, right?
You know, Lou and me, you know, whether we're together, we're not together, we talk every day or 2 days. We've done some pretty cool things over the last month. So no matter what, we'll always be around.
Okay. That's friendship
love
vibes.
Is dead.
That is total friendship
love
vibes.
Is
but
dead.
Can I just say though, Timothy, and I know you can't give
we
it away.
Do the block next year. You want to see some hammers fly?
What, you and Lucinda as a team on the block?
No, him and Jack. Now that's what
I
we're
don't know
about.
What happened to Jack. He just went missing in the middle of the night, and the concrete footings were falling.
I love this guy. Timothy, an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to watch the next episode, Married at First Sight, back again Sunday, 7 o'clock on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Timothy, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.